and Patty in the Morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
So, off microphone, Patty through the years have told me about this thing that she had to do when she worked at a radio station down in California, and it was Gangnam Style. You were supposed to do Gangnam Style.
We had to dance Gangnam Style.
Exactly. And you didn't get a choice in this. They just said, hey, you guys get out there and just Gangnam Style. Just do it. And you had to go out there at, what was it, a fair? What was the...
It was our, like, seventh anniversary of with the station. It was like our anniversary.
Okay.
Of, you know, the morning show being a team at this particular radio station. But also... behind it was my co-host had a knee replacement.
Right.
And so the boss thought, oh, wouldn't this be awesome? Let's get him out there and, you know, show how that new knee is working.
Break another
poor
knee.
Poor guy was walking with a cane.
Oh, he's out there. But so it got me thinking about lame team building. So apparently there's a company that's spending $100,000 so their employees can participate in an exercise called the Top Gun Experience, where you get your own fighter pilot name, and then someone's a squadron commander, and then there's like these exercises that you do. So, but
you don't have to take out your coworkers, do you?
I don't know that, but but they're doing fighter pilot simulations.
I like that.
To help strengthen team relationships and build trust. That sounds fun to me. That does sound fun. But you and I, through the years, have done some really lame stuff. So a great example, I'll give you lame, like for me, and I've talked about it off microphone, is I'm a non-drinker. I'm just not a...
Oh, and then they made you be a celebrity bartender?
I'm a celebrity bartender. I'm a celebrity bartender at the Yakima Valley Sun Dome in a tent, in a booth, with a bunch of cowboys.
Rick couldn't pour a beer. He couldn't top a beer. You couldn't top the beer off.
There's a way you have to do it right.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know. Well,
so Rick was criticized for the way he poured a beer. It's not funny because it's not something that you're passionate about. I get that.
I mean, the foam head has to... I mean, I understand. You pour it sideways. It has to be, you know. But anyway, what was I doing in there? I'm like, because the radio station put me there. Oh, celebrity bartending. Well, that's going to be awesome. They hated me.
It's kind of like, too, you know, like, not everybody wants to throw out the first pitch.
Right. Oh, yes, we do. Okay.
For some people, that's terrifying. Yeah. Me. I had to do that once at a Dodger game, of all places. Why would you do that to me?
So, yeah, Dust Devil is always fun to throw out the first pitch. You know what I'm saying?
Not always.
Unless you shank it.
Yes, because there's always...
And the people are watching you and you shank it.
Boom! You know.
Exactly. So we're going to have some fun. 547 KORD. You can tell this is a broken and damaged morning show, right? This is why we need therapy. Anyway, you are our therapy. We're going to talk about lame team building exercises and experiences. If your company had you go through, do one of these. Let us know, and we're going to share these calls on the way. And I know there's going to be some funny stories.
Well, there's got to be. Everybody has been put in a situation that's like, uncomfortable.
Yeah, get up there and do that. What? I don't even know what I'm doing.
But it's fun. I mean... Because sometimes people think, oh, that would be fantastic.
But no.
Not for everyone.
not when you're shanking
Gangnam
the baseball.
Gangnam style, Rick.
Gangnam style and shanking that baseball. So your calls are on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Rick and Patty in the Morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
All right, so, geez, everybody's been here at work. Lame team building exercises. Oh, we need to build trust, you know, and the things that they make you do that. Have you ever been on, like, gone on a workshop or been away as outside of work with your coworkers? Like, ever, like, oh, we're going to go do blank, and everybody goes...
We don't do that here.
We don't.
I mean, you and I occasionally get to go and hang out.
Yeah, but for the most part, we really don't do much of that here in this particular building. I've been in other places where we've done the team building. It was funny, when I worked in Yakima many years ago, which kind of a bummer is for us people that are on the air, was the boss took everybody to a Seattle Mariners game.
Oh, nice.
For a team building experience, except for...
The air staff.
Oh. Well, you guys are on the air. You know, the limo gets here at 7 a.m. I'm like, blah, blah, blah.
Then to watch everybody else go off and have a great time.
Oh, they were in their hats, their sundress.
Rick, you hold the fort down, right?
Hey, you guys are on the... Enjoy the day.
See you guys later.
Yeah, taking a limo to the Mariners, and you're stuck on the air.
I miss those days. But yet, I remember one time I had a station manager, he actually called from a Cubs game.
Oh, really?
Like I couldn't hear the crowd.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? I couldn't hear him sing, right, you know, the seventh inning stretch. You're like,
jerk.
What?
Jerk.
What's going on? You know what I mean? Oh, I'm busy. I'm moving. You're at a ball game.
Exactly.
Sir.
Exactly.
What?
So taking calls, lame team building exercises at your job. What happened? Let us know. 547-KORD. Been taking your calls this morning. We've had some good ones. What happened?
We did a trust fall, and of course, the biggest guy wants to fall.
Right.
He never wants to catch. So we have this guy that's probably, he's probably 6'6", and he's probably well over 200 pounds.
Oh, geez.
And he's falling, and we have these shrimpy guys trying to catch him. And you knew it wasn't going to work.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of weight. He ended up shattering his clavicle because they couldn't hold the weight. So we marked that one up to the, you know, column of stupidity. Why aren't you letting the little 140-pound guy trust fall?
Yeah, I'm not doing the trust fall, man. I'm doing the trust.
Man.
I don't. Yeah, you're not going to catch me. I'm not doing the trust fall, and especially if you're like 300 pounds, I'm like, nope, gonna pass.
Nobody's going to catch me.
Yeah, you're gonna thud. You're gonna hit hard. 547 KORD. Lame team building exercises. What happened at your workplace?
When I worked at fast food, we had another store opening up very close to us, and for training, they had them take over our store so that the regular employees could do team building. And they had us play Foursquare in the parking lot.
Oh, wow, okay.
The game that you play in elementary
school.
Yeah, I remember.
We were in disbelief, but we kept our mouths shut because we were getting paid to not work.
All right.
So we just kind of went through the motions, played some Foursquare, and got paid for it.
All right, there you go. So
I wouldn't mind that. That
wasn't too bad. Well, what's the tetherball? What's the one with the pole?
Oh, I love tetherball. That's it. Tetherball.
Let's bring that baby back if we're going to be doing some team building around here. More of your calls on the way, 547-KORD. It's Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
Rick and Patty in the morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
Do you realize this, Patty?
What?
It's the biggest week for back-to-school shopping. Of the year. This is the week where the majority of folks are out there back to school shopping already. I know we've got our hall pass up there that you can win thanks to Yakima Federal.
Yeah.
$500 there for you. You can get that on the KORD mobile app. But it is back to school shopping. It's just, I mean, what are we, 3 weeks away or, you know, 3 weeks away from
right.
kids getting back into school. When we look at our Facebook, like in Arizona and other parts of the country, they're already going back to school. We're already seeing the kids back to school in their backpacks and in front of their houses and getting their pictures and all that. Not here in the Tri-Cities yet, but it is back to school shopping time. And so I thought it'd be fun to ask you this question. Did you have a dorky outfit that, you know, that your mom bought you? You're like, what am I?
I never had a dorky outfit. I had really cool, I loved doing back to school clothes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So,
I mean, I didn't always agree with what was purchased, but. No, I liked my clothes.
So sadly, growing up incredibly poor and everything's hand-me-downs or Walmart. I mean, not Walmart. It was Goodwill and Salvation Army and all that. So I was always 2 years
behind.
Behind.
I get
so,
it, yeah.
So I like when people were wearing parachute pants, I was 2 years behind parachute pants. I'm
no.
Now I finally got my own pair of parachute pants. And they're like, Rick, that's 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
So and then and because we were so poor, I had to wear high waters occasionally. Which was not a fun situation. Anybody knows what high... Do you remember what high waters are?
I had flood. Sure.
What, are you waiting for a flood?
Yeah. Well,
I had that occasionally.
But a girl can get away with it. A dude, you can't. Oh. You can get away with it because that's kind of like style. For you, that's stylish. You know, wearing your little romper room jumper or whatever.
Don't be jealous, Rick. Don't be jealous.
I'm just saying.
It's okay.
When you're a dude, they're like, oh, look at them high waters. Mm. Nerd. I get it. Anyway, so we're going to have a little fun with you. 547-KORD. Funniest, dorkiest back-to-school outfit.
Well, they're funny now when you look back.
Oh,
you're
geez.
Like, oh, my gosh, look at the collar on that.
I wore some plaid back in the day.
Same here. Plaids and stripes. Yeah. It didn't matter.
Yeah, the late 70s.
Mix and match.
Late 70s, for some reason, I don't know why plaid or polyester was in. But
no, it was a big deal.
But as a kid. So the good news, when I look back at the elementary school, I look back at that way better than the junior high. Junior high, you just get skewered, man. If I had to go back in time... I might go back to elementary school and I might go back to high school. I will never go back.
Did you ever have overalls, bib overalls? I remember those were cool.
I didn't have any overalls, but I know other people who did. But, you know.
I remember that for whatever reason.
I just know as a kid, because we couldn't afford it, I just wanted Levi's 501 jeans. So.
Oh, everybody wanted Levi's. Oh, Levi's and Lee's were the cool.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And I had to wait till I got my first job.
I know.
Worked in high school. Got my my.
Remember, I remember my first pair of Nike tennis shoes.
All right, yeah. So we're gonna have some fun with you, dorky. We're talking dorky school outfits. So what do you got for us? 547 KORD. Your calls are on the way. Let's go down memory lane. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Rick and Patty in the Morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
Weirdest outfits your mom puts you in, and you're saying your dad was an accountant, right?
Yeah.
And your mom was a stay-at-home mom.
She was.
So the good news is pretty middle class, and she probably wasn't putting anything too crazy, you know.
No, I'll just say this. Like you, money was an issue. You know, I didn't... Kim Wagner got everything,
we always talk
she
about...
She got everything.
Yeah.
So I had to, you know, I wore a lot of her clothes, you know what I mean? Yeah, she shared.
Oh, that was so nice.
Yeah, but yeah.
Did your mom ever, when you're going
I got like two pairs of pants, you know, a couple of tops.
When you were shopping...
One
like,
pair of shoes.
Shopping at JCPenney or whatever, did your mom, you know, and you say, oh, I want these. You go, no.
Never. Nope.
Patty Joe, you're getting these.
Exactly.
That's what you're going to go. Now, go try them on.
Mm-hmm.
You go try them on. And everything had to be tried on, you know, before you got to take it home, right?
Yeah.
Mom made...
We weren't even cool enough to go to JCPenney's. We had to go to Montgomery Ward's.
I remember Montgomery Ward. Boy, yeah.
Monkey Ward's if you're a kid, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Monkey Ward's.
Yeah, you're living the... for me, the dream when I was a kid, the Bon Marché. Like, if I could buy a pair of pants from the Bon Marché, that would have been a big deal when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like you said... said for us it was Sears, JCPenney, Kmart, Blue Light Special.
Oh, are you going to Kmart?
Yep, we did. Oh yeah. Well, that most I think the majority of my clothes came from Kmart back in the day. So taking calls 547 KORD. Crazy outfit your parents put you in when you were young. We're taking your calls. Good morning, KORD. What's the outfit?
Hey, so I was in second grade. So I dressed in a button-up white shirt with a, a knitted vest over top of it,
mm-hmm.
and a tie.
Oh, geez.
I looked like an insurance agent, and they made fun of me the rest of the school year for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Oh, she looks so cute. She looks like she's selling insurance, man. 547 KORD. What'd your mom dress you in?
Okay, so when I was in the first grade, they took a picture of us when we first came in for the first day of school. So this is the only reason I...
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Rick and Patty in the Morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
Back to school around the corner. People are shopping left and right, but we're taking a walk down memory lane. We're talking about the goofy outfits that your parents got for you or you got for yourself. 547 KORD. Lori, tell us your story.
So, you know, I'm old enough that elephant ear pants were big when back when I was in school. So this is my eighth grade year, and my friends decided, they talked me into skipping school. And my mom happened to be driving by, seeing us run across the playground, and she goes, I would have recognized those god-awful orange pants anywhere. And she turned around and went to the principal and told him about that we were skipping school.
Oh my God, you got
found out because of those orange pants.
She could see you. She could see you. I love it, Laura.
They weren't orange pants. They were god-awful orange pants.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Rick and Patty in the Morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
All right, Facebook fun. Threw this one up here. Boy, are we going to date ourselves and age ourselves.
No.
Here you go.
What?
In 1978, I was blank. In 1978, I was blank. So, 1978. Roll back that
time. I was just a baby.
You were just a baby. I went and saw Superman that year.
What?
Because it was 1978.
Yeah, I
missed Star Wars at the multiplex.
I wouldn't know what was going on in 1978. I may have gotten my first pair of bell bottoms.
I will tell you this, in 1978, my wife wasn't born yet, so... I was born, but she wasn't born.
I was born in the late 60s.
You were born in the late 60s? Yeah. I know that it was funny. I was doing this volunteer fair yesterday that was over on in Richland at, what is it, C3 or whatever that big church is, a big volunteer fair for pet overpopulation prevention. And my co-pop person was sitting next to me, and she goes, "Now, what's the age difference between you and your wife?" And I said, "Well, it's 9 years. It's 9 years." And she laughed. And now... she has 20 years between her and her, you know, and she made a joke. She goes, cradle robber. And I looked at her and I said, your husband.
She said that to you?
Yeah, she was joking.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But it's Amanda. Yeah. You know Amanda. She's so sweet. So anyway, we're laughing. So yeah. So in 1978, my wife wasn't born, but I did go get to see Superman in the theater, and I was 8 years old. And I remember that Otis went down on the train tracks, and because I had to go to the bathroom, I was like, I'm going to miss it. So I ran. And, you know, I'm 8 years old, so I run to the, and then I come running back. And so for years, I missed that portion of the movie because guess what? There was no streaming. There was no video cassettes. I mean, there was not a way to see this movie until 5 years later. So anyway, it was funny to see it years later, like when I'm a teenager.
And you're like, that's what happened. Oh, that's what I missed.
There's the whole portion of the movie I missed when I ran to the bathroom. But I literally, as a little 8-year old, was holding it. You know how you hold it? Like, I'm going to hold it.
Because you're going to miss out. And you did miss out. Nope. And man.
So there you go. So that's my little memory from 1978. So there you go. That's going to be the Facebook fun. Patty says that she's just a baby.
Well, I must have been like watching Charlie's Angels.
Oh yeah,
you know, Farrah Fawcett.
Yep,
she was Jill Monroe.
My one of my big memories of that is the Dukes of Hazzard. So my foster mom loved Dallas. So
that was on Friday nights. Yep, I remember
Friday nights you had Dukes of Hazzard and then back to back with Dallas. And so for me at 8 or 9 or 10, I was like, ugh, Dallas. Now I appreciate it now, looking in hindsight. But as a kid, what kid's going to like the soap opera? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, you planned your week around Dallas. Holy buckets.
But the Dukes, I was like, I was there. You know, when
you were watching for Daisy Duke.
Absolutely.
And then the Chase.
Yeah, Catherine Bach, you name it. Yeah. So there
Ross
you go.
Hogg.
Let's have some, Roscoe P. Coltrane. Yes. I love all that. 1978, I was blank. Let's have some comments and we'll have some fun. Facebook fun, we'll share some of those on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Rick and Patty in the morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
So, interesting enough, my son and I got into this conversation.
About?
He has never forgiven me, but for the fact that I forgot him at school a couple times in my life.
Rick.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Now, one time he won't forgive me for is I was getting fired that day. I ended up getting fired.
What?
And yeah, I got fired. And so they called me into the office. They fired me. So my mind was in a haze while I was, you know, this happening to me. And I forgot my son. He's probably in first, second, third grade, one of those grades. But I forgot him about it. And so I always jest with him now. He's an adult now. And I jest with him. He's like, you forgot me. You just forgot me. He's like, I didn't. Okay. I said, yes, one time I legitimately forgot you. The second time I was getting fired. Should I be blamed for the firing one?
No, because that's tragic.
But he's to this day is like, no, you forgot me twice. I'm like, okay, one, I will accept. One, I did.
But that's tragic for a kid.
It is. Well, and how embarrassing when you are a parent and get the call. Yes, I got the call. The school called. Who's picking up Logan today? He's out here. He looks really depressed. I'm like, oh, geez.
Oh, no.
And I rush. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to come get him. This is like first or second, third grade. One of those great, you know, young grade. So it got me thinking about mom and dad brains, because you forget stuff. You just forget stuff. And there's a brand new survey that talks about the top mistakes parents make about getting their kids ready for school. Forgetting to pack the extracurricular equipment, forgetting to pack specific school supplies, giving them the wrong backpack, packing the wrong meal, dressing them in mismatched outfits, forgetting to eat breakfast, oversleeping, and the number one thing that mom and dads forget is packing the lunch.
Of course.
Over 50% of parents. And that's where you toss some money. Like, here's some.
Go get your lunch tickets and your hot lunch today.
Exactly. So I thought we'd have some fun with you. 547-KORD. Have you ever forgotten something about, you know, mom or dad brain? Have you forgotten something about your kids?
Let us have it.
Yeah, let us have
it. Lay it on us.
As school gets get ready to get back into session, take some calls, and see what you did. But yeah, I will concede. I forgot my kid once, okay? Second time getting fired. You cannot count that
one.
But he never, as an adult, he still doesn't let me, you know, you left me.
Because he remembers that. Again, that's a tragic thing for a kid.
Oh, my goodness. I'm like, get over it, Buttercup. Suck it up, Buttercup.
You're an adult now.
He is. And every time I have a conversation, you forgot me as a kid. Anyway, we'll take some calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Rick and Patty in the morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
All right, almost back to school time. Mom brain, dad brain, taking your calls, 547-KORD. Have you forgotten something when dealing with your kids? And what happened? We're taking your stories. I know we're going to get some good stories on this. 547-KORD. Tell us what you forgot with your kids.
Forgot to feed the kids, maybe.
What?
Feed them?
It happens.
Yeah, it does.
When you're crawling into bed and it's like, oh my gosh, I forgot to feed the kids. They're out playing video games in the basement.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
want a snack?
Yep. I've done that on occasion. Like, did the kids eat today? They didn't eat? Oh, geez. 547-KORD, what'd you forget with your kids?
One day I was shopping for things they needed for the house. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I got to be out of the store because I have to pick up my kids from school. So I'm just shopping away, grabbing what we need to grab. I forgot my kids at school.
Oh, yeah.
I called the school. I was like, I'm sorry. I was at a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to be late. I'll be there in 1 second. It just took longer than I thought. And I got my kids, and my face is probably so red when I picked my kids up from school.
Yeah.
They probably had to have known that something else happened.
Yeah, you know,
Rick, you're not the only one.
Yeah, kids. I mean, kids have got to be forgotten at school a couple times, right? Like you said, can't be the only one. She did it too. Sometimes you get so busy sometimes in your day, and like, oh, gotta go get my kid. You know, at school, and they're sitting there waiting, like, oh, mom and dad, you bums. So there you go. The number one thing that parents forget though is the packing the lunch.
Pack the lunch for the kids.
That's
man.
The number one in this survey. So you can still chime in 547-KORD. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Rick and Patty in the morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
So Patty was talking about Mega Millions, the jackpot, $1.5 billion, $1.5 billion, and then a lump cash payout of $757 million. What would you do with that kind of money?
I'm going to Scotland, man. That's the first thing I'm doing. I'm going to go see my friend in Scotland. And then I don't know what else.
They say
maybe I'll buy a radio station like you.
They say when they come out, if you ever want to know who your family is, they'll come out of the woodwork. Mm-hmm. If they hear that you won a bunch of money, it's amazing how suddenly everybody will. And that's what all lottery winners say, that the biggest thing that happens to them, besides winning all that money, is people ask for money. Like, and there'll be people coming from left and right. Investments. I mean, bank. I mean, you name it. Banks.
I would definitely invest it because I want to keep my money. You know, making more money.
Well, but then you gotta trust. Then you gotta trust because you could have a Bernie Madoff come along and Ponzi scheme you or something like that.
Well, I'm hiring a financial advisor right off the bat.
Well, you better make again. You gotta make sure
he or she is on the up and up.
Because I've heard so many horror stories. Yeah. I've even locally. Of these nonprofits that hire a treasurer or whatever, and they walk in and they, you know, for 5 years, pilfer money off the top of them.
I know.
So, yeah, you got to be careful who you trust, especially if you're winning that kind of money. But the question is, if you won tonight's Mega Millions lottery and wanted to continue working so you wouldn't get bored, what job would you do?
I'd do what we do.
Really?
Yeah.
I think about it, then I think about the stress of it all. But
that's why I'd buy my own radio station.
And then
I'm playing what I want.
Yeah, and then if you got $757 million, you wouldn't have to worry about it losing money or not. It's just there for your playtime. So, interesting enough, if you live in Maine, Portland, Maine, Stephen King, the author, has his own radio station. It's a rock and roll station. And
interesting.
Because he's a multimillionaire, he doesn't have to worry about, you know, losing
Can
money.
Can you imagine if Stephen King was your boss?
It's cool. It's cool. Yeah. And it's called Monster Rock or something that's very, you know, very Stephen King-like. Him and his wife Tabitha own it, and it's in Portland, Maine. So if you ever get there, you should take a listen to it. And I've listened to it. It's very cool. It's very eclectic because he doesn't care. Doesn't care.
Stephen King, the music. Is he the guy?
Yeah, he probably picking out
the music.
I think the cool thing is I think he's got live local talent that's there 24/7, and they play whatever they want, and it's Stephen King's radio.
Stephen King's on the phone. He's requesting Motley Crue.
I think when he's sitting in his office working on a book or something, like, you listen to his radio station. So there you go. What would you do? What job would you choose to do if you could get rid of the financial? What would you do if you had all the money in the world? What would it be? 547-KORD, 547-KORD. We're going to take your calls on the way. What would you do if you didn't have to worry about the money? So we're curious. It's Rick and Patty, KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Rick and Patty in the morning, powered by Numerica Credit Union.
All right, here you go. $1.5 billion, Mega Millions, and the payout is $757 million. Taking your calls, 547-KORD. So money's no object. What would your job be, Patty?
I'm going to be a pilot.
You're going to be a pilot.
I'm going to be a pilot.
All right, so you could go take the classes. And I've got a friend who worked in radio who is now a commercial pilot. He got done with radio, and now he's a pilot.
That's awesome.
That's what he does for a living.
That's great.
And his wife's a principal, and they live in Yakima, so very cool there. So to me, it's like if I had unlimited, I've always said this, is I would at least take, no matter what, if I suddenly won unlimited wealth, I would take a year off not doing anything. I would travel the country.
Definitely.
I'd travel
Definitely.
The world. Because there's so much I've never, because I've worked my entire life since I was 15 years old. So it's not, I mean, I've gone to some places, but I've never really left the United States.
I know, like I'd want to go to Greece.
Yeah, Greece, you name it, Turkey, Istanbul. I mean, anywhere. I'd just go anywhere. Just, you know, I think the only time I've been out of the country is we did go to Jamaica.
I've never been.
Well, Jamaica's
that's on my list, too.
That's the only time I've been out of the country. I mean, I've been on the Canadian border, but I didn't go into Canada, but I've been on the border. But didn't get to go across the border because I didn't have a passport?
You need a passport.
I didn't have a passport, so I had to pick up a friend at the border, but that was it. Like, I can't step over there. So anyway, yes. So we've taken your calls, 547-KORD. If you won those Mega Millions, what would you be doing with the money? And what would you do for a job for going forward? If you could do anything as a job, what would it be? 547-KORD. And what would you be doing?
I would go to work at a nursing home.
Okay.
Talking to them, reading to them, doing manicures, brushing hair, give them hand rubs, whatever they want. Change their diaper. It doesn't matter.
I love that. See, that's a great way to give back because you're like a multimillionaire, so it's not like you have to worry about the money.
I'll be calling bingo.
You go. You and I, I'll do that. 547-KORD. If you won the Mega Millions, what job would you be doing? What do you got?
I'd like to work at, like, the zoo.
Oh.
Because they don't pay a lot. But I love, like, SeaWorld.
Yeah.
You know where you could go in with the dolphins and that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
I've always been interested in SeaWorld life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I went, and I'm so intrigued by it. You know, I watch a lot of the programs on TV about it. You know, how the ocean is defeating, you know, the coral reef. I'm so interested in all that. But I would love to play with the dolphins and get in with the whales. What more fun could you have?
There you go. Absolutely. Why don't you take your millions and open up your own aquarium or whatever and different things like that? You got the money. You got like $700 million. You can do whatever you want with $700 million, basically.
Yeah, so, you can.
Love that. 547-KORD. If you had unlimited wealth, unlimited money, what would your job be? We'll take more of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.